Ruby Riders Peggy in Paradise, podcast number 113, on October 8th, 2015. Changing the world one ass at a time. So what I want to start off with first was reactions to the last podcast. And the last podcast, number 112, as you may or may not recall, was one that I recorded simply for the women in order to introduce a woman to pegging, complete with all of the different facts and correcting the misconceptions and all that kind of stuff. So here's a few reactions to it. Last night, my wife and I listened to your podcast for the women. I was a bit nervous if she would like the podcast. I gave her a nice ass and yoni massage while listening. And while she fell asleep before the end, she told me later that she liked your no-nonsense, direct, and knowledgeable approach, as well as your sense of humor. What's more, you have given me the courage and confidence to bring pegging into our lives, but more importantly, open up communication on our intimacy and shame. I can't thank you enough. Oh, yes, you can. Your thanks is writing in and letting me know that. I'm so glad. And just to know things are moving forward is awesome. And if the podcast helped in any way, I'm thrilled. Okay, the next thing I'm going to read you is a long conversation that I had with a man on FetLife via private messages that I have his permission to share with you. And the reason I'm going to read all of these is because there's so much good information in there for any men that might be going through the same thing in a variety of the meanings of that word. So I'm just going to jump right in. He writes and says, "Hey, Ruby, how have you been? Would you know of any inflatable anal toys that are safe or that you could recommend? I've been experimenting with small butt plugs in an attempt to prepare myself for a future pegging experience, but I am not always having the best of luck with the plugs / sphincter. Could you recommend any inflatable anal toys? And also, are there any lubes that are better for anal play? Thank you in advance for your help." And I wrote him back and said, "I have been well, thank you. Tell me what sort of not the best of luck you are experiencing with the plugs / sphincter. Get specific." So he wrote me back and said, "Glad to hear that things are going well for you, and as always, I enjoy hearing from you. Here are my issues. I've been trying to get myself more accustomed to anal toys being in my rectum, and I've been practicing using a small butt plug. The problems that I have run into is that the bulb ends of the plugs tend to be larger than any of the toys that I would ever use, and most can be too filling for me to fully enjoy. Once the plug gets past my sphincter for some reason, I can't always accommodate the rest of the bulb being in my rectum. If I get it in at all, I can sometimes only have it there for a few minutes. Butt plugs also do not allow any of the thrusting motions or any massaging of the prostate that I enjoy. I was looking for something that I could use to train my sphincter and rectum so that it could accept the size of a normal dildo and the thrusting that comes with strap-on play. I thought that maybe an inflatable toy would be better able to train my backside for more advanced play. I have also wondered if I have been using the wrong lubes, as sometimes I've been quite sore for days following an attempt at butt plug play. So, I am looking for advice on a good practice toy, possibly inflatable, good anal lube, and advice on how one prepares oneself for pegging play. I hope this was specific enough, and I look forward to any advice that you can offer." My reply: Not sure if an inflatable plug is what you need, because you describe being able to get past the sphincter, but further inside is where it isn't comfortable. Can you describe how it feels when it goes further inside, when you feel like you have to take it out? Something tells me you could benefit from sort of massaging the walls of your rectum a little to get it to relax and open up. Sounds like tension as opposed to inability to stretch, because the sphincter is the usual area that experiences difficulty stretching and not the rectal canal. Yet your description sounds like it's the rectal canal that feels uncomfortable. If you just need a small, well-designed butt plug, Enjoy has a small one, 1 inch in diameter, that you can move around inside you with the loop on the end. Vibrations might help too. The Vice by Aneros is 1.25 inches in diameter, or the Billy by Lalo. at 1.37 inches in diameter is easy to hold and has vibrations as well. There are plenty of dildos out there that are 1.25 inches in diameter that would be good to start with when you start pegging. Let me know how it goes. So he writes back, thank you for your great toy ideas. I can usually get a plug past my sphincter, but do have issues with the toy once it's in my anal canal. I can only have a toy inside of me every so often because I am usually pretty irritated after use. It usually feels like my insides have been rubbed raw if I keep something inside of me for too long, and it seems like my rectum never gets accustomed to the plug size, even though my sphincter can. There is usually no extreme pain, but I am pretty sore for a few days after getting a butt plug inside of me. I guess another possibility is that my body could have issues with the different lubes that I have tried. My response. Ah, sorry, I never addressed the lube question. My apologies. My favorite pegging lube, which has all the good stuff in it and none of the bad, is Slickwood Silk. Get the regular kind and not the organic kind, because the organic has aloe vera in it and it dries out and gets sticky. If it's not the lube, here's another possibility just from your description. People, especially men, tend to hold a lot of tension in their pelvic area. This affects your PC muscle and can make anal penetration uncomfortable, though not so much the sphincter itself. It is as if you have a tight shoulder, but in that area of the body. If that is the case, some gentle massage would help. The reason I suggested vibrating toys is that if there is a condition of rigidness or tightness in your pelvic floor area, vibrations might help. To give you an idea of all the muscle in the region, and then I listed two YouTube videos, which I'm going to put in my Linkorama, which are actually tutorials on all of the muscles in the pelvic floor area. And for those geeks out there, sex geeks, whatever, it's pretty interesting to watch. Certainly I wanted to watch it because of I'm a sex educator, but yeah, I'm going to put those links up and check them out if you want to. Okay, to move on with what I wrote. Massage can be a bit tricky to pull off solo because reaching the area makes it hard to relax. If you have a friend to help, all the better. Another suggestion would be the Enjoy Pure Wand. It's a very good toy for anal massage. It has the perfect length, shape, and size, one end being quite small for your purposes. In addition, it is a perfect prostate massager as well as a perfect G-spot massager. I have one and use it regularly. It makes G-spot or prostate massage easy to do. This toy consistently gets rave reviews. I love it. It was designed by an engineer who loves anal stimulation. Also, the Aneros devices are designed specifically for solo prostate massage, and that's a benefit for general pelvic floor health, and prostate pleasure as well. When you clench your anal sphincter, it massages the walls of the rectal canal and specifically your prostate. This would be the most gentle choice, and perhaps that would be good for you because what you describe sounds like you are very sensitive there. Try changing out the lube. If that doesn't make things less sensitive and more pleasurable, I'd start with the Aneros Helix Sin or very gently with the Enjoy Pure Wand because you are probably dealing with muscle tension. There's an entire forum of guys talking about prostate stimulation and the orgasms possible from it on the Aneros website. You will find discussions there about everything from prostate health to pelvic floor problems to swollen prostate information, along with all the talk about the myriad of different orgasms possible via prostate stimulation. So, I'm not a doctor, but find I do know a lot about prostate health, as docs usually default to a medication. So let me know how things go. And I thought of something else. Jerk off while you have whatever it is you choose inside of you. See if that doesn't help to rewire things so that it feels good and relaxes. And his reply. Hello, Ruby. Thank you for all of your amazing assistance because it has been a great help to me. I've ended up purchasing myself the Enjoy Pure Plug online. I also bought the Mistress Vibe for its vibrations to help relax my anal muscles, and I purchased a Slickwood lubricant from Good Vibrations, but got the Sassy instead of the Silk. I've read that the Sassy is a thicker gel and it is marketed as an anal lubricant. I will likely still try the Silk later due to your recommendation and will keep you updated. I'm going to try and attend a Harness Your Pleasure strap-on sex for all class at the Good Vibrations near me at the end of the month. I'm hoping to get some more information on the subjects of dildos, harnesses, creams, etc., and looking for ways to open up my significant other into experimenting more with anal. It is a long, long story, but I was always led to believe that strong black men don't let women use strap-ons on them, that African-American men being pegged was forbidden and disgusting, but because of you, I now believe it can and does happen, and that it doesn't make me gay, a weirdo, or weak for desiring it. I am part of an interracial couple that already deals with the stresses and realities that being a mixed couple carries. It has been a very tough road getting her to open up sexually, but I want us to share ourselves completely and to have no secrets. Together, her and I, working as one team. Hopefully I can get her past her fears, doubts, false beliefs, and to get her to forget her own bad anal experiences in the past. I also need to find the courage to just ask her for what I want. I hope that one day I can share our story with you on Pegging Paradise for Pegging Celebration Time. You're so awesome and an angel to the fearful and unpegged but hopeful masses. Keep up the amazing work. Okay, and my reply. Sassy is good, but you will need to replenish it more often. Good to start out with a pure water-based line to be sure you don't have the very, very rare silicone allergy, though. I am familiar with the African-American male pegging taboo, mostly because guys like you are brave enough to write and tell me your stories. Question. May I share your messages above on my podcast? No is a perfectly acceptable answer. No pressure whatsoever. I'd love to interview you on my podcast someday when I play the music for you. I have the ability to change your voice tone on the recording even. The thing is, there are many men like you struggling to come to terms with their desire for anal play. The more I tell your stories, the less alone you feel. The more you realize that it says nothing about your ability to be a valuable, strong provider, and it doesn't make you any less of a man. Anyway, let me know how it goes. And his reply, I would absolutely be okay with you sharing my messages on your podcast. You have been such an incredible help to me, and it would be nice to know that I am possibly helping someone else. Hopefully you can play the music for me someday soon and we can have that interview. Fingers crossed. I know that I've had bad experiences with ex-girlfriends after mentioning parts of my anal fantasies, and it makes me very reluctant to speak about them to others. My current girlfriend has gotten better at massaging in and around the area of my anus during foreplay and sex, even occasionally placing her tiny vibrator on the opening. Hopefully with time I can get her to do more. Maybe mentioning prostate massage or visiting Good Vibrations together could help us. It takes a lot to get past the fear of rejection, the fear of someone looking at you differently, and to give up the male bravado that makes us too afraid for us to ask to be pegged. And then this one is his again. Hey there, just sending you a heads up from a concerned consumer since we have been in correspondence about anal toys. The B-Balls anal plug seems like a very dangerous toy for people to use. I recently bought one from Good Vibrations and very nearly lost it inside of me. I am pretty darn tight, but the T-handles on it are so small and flimsy that after a short time it started to travel up into me. After what seemed like a frightening eternity, I was able to successfully remove the toy. That was completely terrifying, and I still cannot fathom what I would have told the ER doctors and nurses if I had been unable to remove it myself. Do you know of anyone else that has had this crazy problem? So I researched it, and my reply to him was this. You are not the first to have this problem, apparently. And then I gave him a link to the Fun Factory balls that he's talking about, the B-balls, on Amazon, and the reviews, and I wrote also this, scroll down for the reviews. I had an experience using a Tantus rider plug on a partner before they redesigned the base of it and made it thicker and less flexible. It literally kind of sucked up inside him when he orgasmed, folding the base up. Luckily, it was indeed retrievable. I'm sure glad you got yours out. I might talk about that on the podcast. He responded, Why would they make something this easy to lose inside of someone? Testing would have to show them that it could be a danger. The cat would definitely have been out of the bag if I had to say, "Hey, honey, we need to take a trip to the hospital. I have a butt plug stuck in me." And I wrote him back and said, "Perhaps testing is not always the best it should be with sex toys. I'm glad the cat is still in the bag." And then he wrote this: "I just finished your most recent podcast today, and although you say podcast number 112 is for the ladies, I just have to say that it is very, very motivating. Hearing everything that you have said today and in the past has given me the extra push that I needed to speak to my lady about my long-sought fantasies. I now know that I need to get these thoughts off my chest sooner rather than later. I've tried to remember the things that you've said in older podcasts, so I plan to wait until after we have spent time together and enjoyed each other's company, brunch in the city, walk in the park, etc. I want us to have a good day together so that we are both happy, relaxed, and that hopefully the lines of communication will be completely open. I do not want to just spring it on her, but if we're to have a mature and loving relationship, then we need to have open communication about everything. I know that there is a lot that could go wrong, and it all frightens me, but I will keep my fingers crossed that she will listen to me while withholding judgment. If she doesn't shoot me down immediately, then I will likely have her listen to your most recent podcast. I would hope that she would even want to attend an upcoming strap-on pegging class with me. Just thinking about the negative things that she could say or do is frightening. But I believe spending the rest of my life never telling her about my desires is even scarier. I hope that someday I can hear you play the music for us, and I can send you a successful pegging picture of her and I. Hopefully this weekend will be it. The cat wants out. Wish me luck. P.S. Thanks for being my Facebook friend. Love the updates." And let's see, he wrote again. "Hello, Ruby. Oh my God, the mistress vibrating dildo is amazing. It feels great alone, but when you turn on the vibrations, it is unexplainable, and the lube that you suggested worked absolutely perfectly. I only wish the dildo was a bit longer, but I already have my eye on some of the other Vixen creation toys. I think I may be addicted to them now. Saying something to my lady about my fantasies sometime this weekend. Hopefully she will be receptive and eager to play with me someday. Your latest podcast was instrumental in giving me the courage to finally say something to her, and I really think it is something that her and every woman needs to hear. I am still working on exactly when and how to tell her about my desires. All day, I have been re-listening to your older podcasts for tips, advice, and to calm me of my fears. Fingers crossed." And I wrote back to him, "Crossing my fingers for you too. Hugs, Ruby." And then he wrote again, "I'm going to try and have the pegging conversation again this weekend, and I have the letter as backup. Regardless of how things go, I appreciate all of your help. If the conversation goes well, you will be the first person I share the news with." And my response, "Happy I could help, truly. I hope everything goes well for you both." And then he writes, "Yesterday, as we were walking and enjoying our day together, we had a brief talk about anal and prostate stimulation. I wasn't sure how it went then, because she didn't say much and was a little hard to read. Last night, after she had fallen asleep, I sent her the email that I had written and listed all of the reasons you have spoken about for couples to try pegging, why it feels good, why I desire it, health benefits, etc. This morning she woke me up, kissing me lovingly on my neck and cheek and rubbing my back, before she then whispered seductively into my ear that she had read the email and that she would love to do that with me because she loves me and wants to give me pleasure. Today we have laid around all day naked, kissing, cuddling, openly talking about other fantasies, and so much in love. She has told me repeatedly how brave I was to tell her and write the letter. She said she can't wait to be my first. She wants us to be able to be open and share everything. We plan on listening to your podcast together later today so that we can discuss the things in it. I can't stop smiling right now. The stress is off my shoulders, the fear has abated, and I am more in love with her than I was before, if that is even somehow possible. I owe you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ruby. Can't wait to share our story on pegging celebration time. I will send you a copy of the letter, and thank you again." Okay, I received this right when I returned from a backpacking trip. I actually took a backpacking trip a couple of weekends ago and went up to the High Sierras and was off-grid for a few days. And so this is one of the messages that I found when I got back. So I responded to him here. Just returned from a 4-day backpacking trip in the High Sierras. What lovely news. So happy for you. In love and open about your desires is such an amazing place to be. Yes. And he writes back, how is the trip? Backpacking sounds fun. Time to balance yourself and to be one with nature. We owe all of our gratitude to you for how happy my lady and I are right now. Thank you for getting me to be able to open up with her and for the great advice on what to and not to say. You've been so instrumental in not just allowing me to someday soon experience one of my most sought-after fantasies. You have also forced me to be brave, be vulnerable. You've helped open up the lines of communication between us, increased our trust, and brought us closer as a couple. Fortunately, now we can use all of your incredible knowledge to find the correct harnesses and dildos for us. Even if very few of us African-American males are into pegging, I am okay with it, because thankfully now I have someone willing to explore this fantasy with me. You are awesome. Hugs. And my response. Backpacking was absolutely amazing. Picture postcard views at every turn in the trail. And we pushed ourselves. Three women, strong for our ages, between 48 and 58, and feeling pretty badass to be out there in the wilderness. Getting out in nature on that level requires planning, endurance, and fortitude. It helps me to empty my brain for a while, so needed in this fast world. I feel very fortunate that I get to live pretty close to excellent backpacking territory. Really happy to hear all the good news from you. Would love to read your letter of appreciation on the podcast as well, if you don't mind. Such a sweet story, and so evocative of exactly why it is so important to communicate with each other, even when it is scary or feels awkward. Let me know when you want to talk about harnesses and dildos. Take your time. His response. I am so glad that you had such a wonderful time on your backpacking trip. I wholeheartedly believe you are incredibly strong and pretty badass for any age or of any sex. I've listened to a great number of your podcasts and now have a number of pegging apparatuses that are high on my list. The Spare Parts Jacques Harness, Aslan Leather Jaguar, and I am assuming the Aslan Leather Minx could be some great choices for newbies and amateurs. Since it is one of your favorites, the Fuse Tango double-ended dildo is on the list after we have practiced pegging a bit and feel comfortable enough to give doubles a try. I am tempted to stick with a vibrating dildo, but I am flexible. The Vixen Creations Mistress vibrating dildo feels amazing, but the Leo is an option since it is a bit bigger. Although the Raquel is not a vibe, it has a really good look to it. Ultimately, it will be a joint purchase that she and I will both have a say in. Those are just some of the ones that I may steer her to. Are there any other dildos and harnesses that you know of that can last a lifetime, yet can be used by newbies? I have no problem with you reading my letter of appreciation on your podcast, too. You got me over my fear that I was the only black man that was into being pegged, and you helped advance our relationship light years. I can't wait until I am to tell you that she finally pegged me. Chat with you again soon. And finally, my response. Regarding all of the equipment that you've mentioned, first of all, the Spare Parts Jacques harness is very well made, comfortable, and washable. It's an excellent harness. It is not the sexiest harness out there, according to some, but it has those things going for it. Also, whenever you have a fabric harness, there will be a little bit of give to it. What I mean by that is that when you thrust back and forth, there will be maybe a quarter inch that the toy comes away from your body. It's not a big thing, but it's there. In contrast, the Aslan leather harnesses allow you to cinch the harness down tightly so that the toy feels like a part of you. They are pretty much just as comfortable as the fabric harnesses because the leather is so supple. They're sexy as hell if you like leather, especially the minx. I have the Jaguar and I love it. If you're looking for fabric and sexy, check out the Spare Parts Sasha and the Spare Parts Bella. They are panty-style harnesses, so your girlfriend's lady parts will not be exposed like with the Jacques. They are quite feminine and sexy, garters for stockings and all that. So reading back on our messages, it sounds like you are well past the initial penetration difficulties you approached me with initially. Perhaps the mistress did her magic, or perhaps you just relaxed. commenting on the lifetime guarantee. Although the lifetime guarantee with Vixen Creation sounds great, the reality of it is that all well-made silicone toys should indeed last you a lifetime. As far as dildos go, there are always options that vibrate. The Leo is an excellent dildo, a bit more ambitious in girth, but comes with a vibe option. I own one. The reason you might want to try the Raquel is that it is a dual-density toy. The outer surface will feel softer inside you, but there's a rigid core for functionality. Dual-density toys are great for guys who prefer a softer surface. You might want to consider the Fuse single dildos as well. They have a vibe intended for clitoral stimulation that will stimulate you as well. If length is what you're wanting, the Alpha might be perfect at 7.5 inches long by 1.5 inches in diameter. We sell the Wild, Velvet, and Harmony, but could get the Alpha for you if you want to order through enticeme.com. I have the Wild, and I love the way the base is shaped to nestle right into the vaginal area. Fuse makes excellent toys. That's it for now. Hope you are well. Happy pegging, Ruby. So the reason I read you that somewhat exhaustive back and forth conversation between this man and I is because there's so much in there. Not only is there information about pelvic floor dysfunction, but there's information on communicating with your partner. And you kind of got a front row seat to his fears about approaching his partner with it and how amazing it felt when he did and they started talking about things. So, and then there's all the equipment stuff at the end. So thanks for sitting through that and listening, and perhaps you learned a few things. Links to all the stuff we offer, of course, that I mentioned is going to be in the Linkorama if you're interested, including 2 YouTube videos that talk all about the pelvic floor muscles. Okay, moving on to other letters. I cannot thank you enough for your work. I have come a very long way since discovering you. Recently, you had a question about lube shooters. I think it was misunderstood. I have a lube shooter that an ass man can fill with his favorite lube. I prefer Sliquid, which I never knew about until you. Anyhow, it is basically a syringe that you fill with lube and shoot in your ass. I purchased mine for $8 at the local porn shop when I decided I wanted to be a size king. As the toy was 9 inches insertable by 2.25 inches wide, I figured I'd need as much lube as possible. Sometimes when I use it, I get that full feeling. Hoping my experience helps my fellow listener with his question. Anyhow, Ruby, I have enjoyed ass play since the age of 14, and I am now 35. Never thought I would ever have something that big in my ass. It feels so good, and it was made possible due to your teachings. Thanks so much. The only thing left on my quest is to be pegged by my beautiful wife. The first time I told her about my interest, she freaked out. Since then, I have followed your advice of communication and talking about it outside the bedroom. She's very slowly coming around. We haven't indulged in any ass play yet, but I'm certain the day is coming when I get to surrender my ass to my wife. I just wanted to show my appreciation for your work. Thanks so much for all you do. Thank you for clarifying the thing about lube shooters. I did not know that a device existed like that that could be refilled. I thought they were all disposable, which actually makes it, you know, environmentally even better if it's refillable. Also, thank you so much for sharing your story about your own anal journey. And if you haven't already discovered it, check out podcast number 112, the introductory podcast for women. It might be something that's time for your wife to listen to. Only you can decide that, so give it a listen and give her the link if you think so. I love how much patience you seem to have with the process. So the day that you do surrender your ass to your wife, please let me know, and I will be especially happy to play the music for you on my podcast. This next letter is from Brazilian Gal, and it was a comment on my Ruby Rider Pegging Paradise website under the article Reassurance for the Ass Men. Hi, Ruby. I love the idea of penetrating a man. Unfortunately, my country has very macho culture. I've done prostate stimulation with my fingers to an ex-boyfriend once, and wow, I could see he had a so intense orgasm that he nearly fainted, and I think I came too, just to see him so vulnerable and exhausted in ecstasy. All I want now is a man to love with all my heart, to get married, and have this moment my man would surrender to me. Yeah, I am romantic. I love hearing from people from other countries, and especially I love hearing from people from countries that are very macho like that. So thanks for writing in, and I know exactly what you mean about the thrill of watching a man have an orgasm so intense that it just leaves him spinning. And yeah, you're romantic. I love that part. And I hope you have the best of luck finding exactly the right man who is more than ready to surrender his ass to you. This next one is a comment that came in on my Pegging 101 Frequently Asked Questions article. And it's a short one, but it's cute. I had to read it. Hey, Ruby, love your site. I'm a 40-something in a relationship for almost 8 years now. I've always loved anal play. Here's my question. Why, oh why, do I always get the feeling that once she pegs me, I am going to ask her to marry me? Anyway, keep up the good work and spread the word as well as ass buns. I love that. And I can tell you exactly why you get that feeling that you are going to ask her to marry you. It's because of the intimacy. It's because of the vulnerability. It's because you allow yourself to open up so much and go so deep that is the kind of thing that makes those proposal words come to mind, or those I love you words, perhaps. And I will do my best to keep spreading the word as well as the ass buns. I like that word. thanks for leaving that comment on my website. Okay, this next one came from Pegging Paradise, and it was the article that I have called Sucking the Dildo. This guy says, yeah, it's funny what turns us on. I've posted about newfound success with my girlfriend and pegging, and frankly, it's allowed us to share so many more fantasies. She likes for me to tell her my dirtiest fantasies as we fuck and play. It's so hot. And for some reason, sucking a big black dildo is one of mine. I have no desire to be fucked with a big dildo. The Fuse Tango Double is our choice. But this is a long-time fantasy. I have no idea why, and I really don't care. But I told her about it, and she thought it was very hot. Her favorite porn involves large black cocks, by the way. I really like the thought of her standing a couple of steps up on the stairs, wearing a large black cock and stroking it, making me watch for a while, then ordering me on my knees to suck her cock. Sometimes I think we just get too hung up on why something turns us on, trying to analyze it, instead of just enjoying and sharing our fantasies with our lovers. I would love to see pics of this. So in my response to him, I said that I would try and work on the pictures, and that was actually quite a fun thought, because as you all have heard, Tantus was so kind as to send me the hoss, and if that's not a big black dildo, I don't know what is. So, yeah, I might be working on those pictures. Thank you for leaving your comment and for sharing that. And, okay, this next one is from Pegging Paradise from the article She Says No Toys. And there was a back and forth on the comments, and I had written, exactly, what you describe is the attitude of a person who looks at sex expansively and openly, not in a constricted little box that is rigidly defined. And this man replied to this and said, about a year ago, a counselor I was seeing said pretty much the same thing. Some people think sex and masturbation can only consist of using certain body parts. You use your whole body, which can be much more pleasurable. She went on to suggest I give myself a break from being hard on myself for stepping outside the box and just enjoy the ride. She moved away, and I haven't spoken to her since that session, but she did so much more for me with those few sentences than I think even she expected. I grew up religious and always felt guilty after extramarital sex or masturbation. Anal masturbation, fingering, etc. made me feel even worse afterwards, even though I loved it and craved it. Now, I literally feel no guilt. I savor every moment and every sensation when I'm playing with my ass. I even had orgasms back there, my whole body quivering at times. I did much more research on safe toys and methods, and a few months later, I asked my wife to peg me. She's not all that crazy about it, but she tries. I feel much better about my sexuality since I stepped out of that box. Now if I can just find a way to ejaculate hands-free from prostate stimulation. Well, and you are one more person that I would recommend podcast number 112, because it might be something that could help your wife become a little bit more enthusiastic, perhaps. it may never be her thing, and she may never be enthusiastic about it, but there's so much good information in there. Listen to it first before you let her listen to it and see if it's something you think might help. And as far as finding a way to ejaculate hands-free from prostate stimulation, you know, the guys are all talking about it over at the forum at Aneros. They can give you some hints on how to do that. This is another comment on my Pegging Paradise article. She says, no toys. This makes me sad. I would say to this guy that all is not lost. My wife was very anti-toys when we first got married, and I suspect that this had a lot to do with her religious upbringing. To a Catholic, masturbation is a sin. I managed to convince her to watch some porn with me, and I made sure that there was a good mix of couples and solo play, both men and women. She watched a few where the man used a vibrator on the partner, and after a while her no-way attitude softened. I bought her her first vibe a few years later, and after a little hesitance, she really got to like it and then love it. We left it there for another few years with just the one toy. In the UK, Durex started selling bullet vibes in the supermarkets at low prices, so I bought her one. That was the start of something wonderful. We now have a well-stocked toy box, and recently we bought some for me as well. She has gone from being anti-toy to pro-toy for the both of us. It takes time. He shouldn't give up, but be patient. It's worth it. Anyway, fast forward 10 years, and I did get my significant other to love toys, love playing, love some light BDSM. Just takes love and patience. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's a lovely story. And I know that it's not going to work perfectly and magically on every single couple, but I do think that the softer the approach is. I mean, I think that fear sometimes can make us angry. I don't know about other people, but I think it's common. Certainly I do this. When I'm scared, I get angry. The reason I get angry is because I'm scared of getting hurt. So if you're sitting there thinking about approaching your significant other about pegging and you're scared, it's easy to get defensive. It's easy to get angry. But the softer you can be, the more loving you can be, the more patient that you can be, and the calmer you can stay, the better it might work. And once again, certainly there are going to be women out there that never, ever want to do this, but still appreciate hearing this story, because this is the very definition of patience, to just every once in a while do something a little bit different. And yeah, 10 years later, you are in a very different place, and good for you. It sounds like you're having great fun with those toys. Okay, on podcast number 105, I talked a lot about shame, and I shared one particular man's journey that was pretty amazing, and he wrote back, I very much enjoyed your podcast, as when I found your site, which is unique in so many ways from others, and all in better ways, I wasn't sure what I'd find. You're a tremendously insightful woman, and I'm humbled that you'd include my letter. I was really excited to tell someone, which is how I found you. Funny, though, when writing, as I started to tell the story, I started to experience the shame from years past all over again. Fortunately, I had a natural out with my oh-so-happy ending. But the point I'm offering is that shame is a very powerful emotion, and it doesn't wipe away easy. I only hope some of your listeners and fans gain something from my experience, as it's never been spoken nor written until I posted here, and it was an interesting walk back through all of those years. As for me and my bride, I'll tell you one thing for sure. It's so much more comfortable in bed with my wife now, so much that it's hard to explain. To your comment, no, it wasn't the last, and fortunately doesn't seem to have an end. We are graduating, as we bought me a Revo Stealth, and it's an amazing piece of equipment. Of that, there is no doubt. I got her a really nice Lalo, and she's loving that as much as I am the Stealth. It's still new and kind of clumsy, as we are figuring out, when is this okay? When should I just run with it? Are there times I shouldn't? And how do I know? These new learning experiences have been surprisingly fun, because we're learning to talk about it, and that's been so good for our marriage and intimacy. Anyway, thank you, and please keep doing the work you're doing, because it matters, and I'm grateful I found you when I did, and even more so when I heard my letter and your thoughts on it. You seem to have well captured what I wrote. I could not have read it better myself. I'll be listening, and truly, thank you again. It's so nice to hear from you again, and thank you for all of those kind words, and I'm glad that things are progressing. Sounds like it's toy time at your house, and that sounds really fun. When you wrote about how you kind of weren't sure when to run with things and things were kind of clumsy, you know, whenever you try something new together, even if it's like anal play you've done yourself before, even though that was kind of in altered states usually, it's can be clumsy. It can feel awkward. It takes a while to get real smooth and fun with it. But also the sort of not knowing when to run with it and when not to. That's something you need to sit down and talk about in terms of whether you want to try and maybe cater to each other's desires. Like if she has a real strong desire to get into your ass, which it sounds like you kind of created in her a little bit, or she finally figured out it's what you love, then she could have some kind of signal to let you know that is her intentions in the evening. Like she could send you a text in the morning, or, you know, a bunch of different ways that you could signal that without having to say it directly, if that's something you would prefer. But talking about when, you know, because there is some, I understand that there is some preparation in terms of if you want to clean out and be ready for her. But I think as long as your shame is not front and center, and you're feeling more comfortable and you're feeling pleasure and she's eager to do this, then run with it. Have fun with it. Enjoy each other. And yeah, just go with it, because there's nothing more amazing than feeling all those walls come down and to just finally feel no shame and feel good about what's happening to you. We just had another guy who wrote in who talked about that, feeling no shame. And what helped him was just the simple words from that counselor. And she never knew how important her words were. But yes, you've come a far distance, and I congratulate you. So yeah, go for it. And write us and tell us an update when there's new news that comes into your life. And congratulations. It was a pleasure to read that. And it was an honor, because it was such a intensely personal story that, again, I want to thank you for sending it in. I'm quite sure that a number of men have listened to that and really could relate to it. So your sharing will help them as well. And here's another one. I wrote via FetLife, but do so much want to thank you for this website, as it does help reassure me as a male that being pegged is natural and very helpful sexually for me. I have no issues regarding being submissive sexually. In fact, it helps in ways that can and are difficult to explain. Professionally, I have to be dominant in my chosen professions. This allows me to relax and enjoy life in general. Just got to get the other half to also feel free enough to peg me as well, instead of seeking it otherwise. Peace be with you. Yes, thanks for writing in. And, wow, broken record again. Podcast number 112, sir. I'm so glad that you found that pegging helps balance life. You know, there are absolutely men out there who find that it does help to balance, because so much macho, male, intense, dominant, in control energy is expected from them every day, that it's an amazing way to balance themselves out to experience pegging in their sexual lives. So yes, it sounds like you are one of those men. Podcast number 112 for your significant other, sir. I, again, always recommend that you listen to it first, and only then decide if it's suitable for her at this point in your journey. Good luck to you. And one more letter. Okay, so I have been reading through these, and I have never seen you address this problem in any way, shape, or form. When guys are obsessed with it, addicted to it, can't get it up without it, I can't help but notice a large percentage of men on pegging forums and whatnot, when they feel they can let down their guard amongst their peers, admitting that PIV sex is kind of boring after pegging, and that all they really want to do is get fucked. What does a woman do in that position? I can't imagine that would feel very good, knowing your man considers PIV sex with you as a chore he now has to do, and what he really wants for you to be his personal fuck machine. How do you get past this? Is there a way to get past this? This is a really good question. Every once in a while, I run across couples who write in from both sides of the fence that have confessed in terms of when the men write in that it's pretty much all they want to do anymore, and complained when it's from the woman's side of things that it's all he wants to do anymore. And usually what I recommend for those couples is it's not something that sounds very sexy or very spontaneous, but you schedule things. You schedule things and you work together because you know it's important for you both to be satisfied with your sex life. So some nights maybe it's for you and some nights it's for him. And if you want to schedule those, that can help with a lot of things. It can help him back off on the, I want to get pegged every single fucking time I get in bed, and the feeling that you as the woman have to kind of fight that off and get back to the regular sex. And that's no fun. Certainly that's no fun. That's why I recommend scheduling. So you need to determine a schedule that works for you both, and agree on it. And if you have sex, you know, let's say 3 times a week, then maybe once can be the pegging and twice can be something else. And it doesn't always have to be PIV. It could be oral. It could be hand jobs. It could be toys. I mean, you could mix it up a little bit. So yeah, that's what I recommend, is scheduling. Because at least what that does is it sets the ground rules beforehand so that every single time you get into bed, it's not a battle of wills as to who's going to win and get what they want. Now, although in comparison to pegging, some men may have used the word boring. Some men have said that they absolutely prefer pegging to PIV sex. I don't think that they're going to walk away from sex, period. I mean, PIV sex is kind of a price of admission, if you will, to use a Dan Savage term, to getting pegged. And sometimes you make these agreements in your relationships because it's what works. A lot of times I don't know this for sure, but I think that this is a period of time that guys go through right after they learn about pegging. And it's something that they experience as new and exciting and intense, and they get orgasms that are so much more powerful from it and all that, that swing of the pendulum is way over there for a while. Now, indeed, some men never come back. And probably for those guys, it would be great to be with someone who only wanted to do that. And there are relationships where that happens. People have written in on FetLife and talked about relationships like that. And also I have found people writing about that on Reddit pegging. So yes, sometimes there are people like that, but they are very few and far between. And I don't know, it's kind of like figuring out what works between you as a couple. If your favorite thing is to have PIV, then he should be willing to give you your favorite thing just as much and just as enthusiastically as you are willing to give him his favorite thing. Because they don't happen to be the same things doesn't mean it has to be a battle. It just means it's a different thing that you're doing for each other. I mean, as a comparison, okay? You giving him a blowjob, right? Might not be your favorite thing, but you know he loves it. Him going down on you oral sex might not be his favorite thing, but he knows you love it. You do things for each other because you know you love pleasing your partner and giving your partner pleasure. And it should be mutual. It should be reciprocal. It's the GGG. Good giving and game. Good as in good in bed. Giving as in giving of equal time and pleasure. That's the important part on this one. And game as in game to try just about anything. So yes, giving of equal time and pleasure. It's kind of a simple formula, but really, if you love the person and you like giving them pleasure, remember the conversation I read earlier in this podcast, where this woman, after he tells her about prostate stimulation and he writes her this letter that talks about all the reasons that he would like to try pegging, her response is, I love you and I want to give you pleasure. So I'm certainly not saying that as a woman who has a man who loves pegging more than anything, that you should give it to him all the time because that's what he loves. No, there still has to be a balance. And I do hope with couples like that, that it doesn't have to be a battle and that you find a way to give each other pleasure. And it might not be his favorite thing to do PIV, and it might not be your favorite thing to do pegging. But that's how you deal with it. You deal with it together. And if he truly is addicted to it and doesn't want any other kind of sex, well, then it's a selfish person. It's a person that is not willing to work on the sexual relationship in the couple. And then maybe you have to think about counseling. You maybe have to think about separating. That's not good if it's someone who refuses to do anything but pegging. That is the very definition of a selfish lover. is you do this to me because it feels better than anything else, and I'm not going to do your favorite thing because it bores me. So that's not a matter of a whole bunch of guys who love pegging are thoughtless, okay? And it automatically makes them selfish and thoughtless lovers, which isn't what you were trying to imply, but someone can get that impression from what you wrote on the message. I don't think that that's true. I think that people are either giving lovers or selfish lovers. And of course, there's lots of in-betweens. You can skew to one side or the other. Hopefully, you're way over on the giving side, because that is the best sexual relationship to have, is one in which you are both giving to each other freely and enthusiastically. So yeah, just because a guy gets pegged doesn't mean he's all of a sudden going to go, oh my God, you know, normal sex bores me, so I'm not going to do that anymore. Now, if a man actually says this to his partner, he's a fool. It's sort of like being a woman who enjoys big cocks. Do you tell your normal size significant other that the time you had the bigger one, it thrilled the hell out of you? No, fucking of course you don't, okay? So you have to be diplomatic about the whole thing. Guys talking amongst themselves when they let their guard down about how much they enjoy pegging, take that with a grain of salt. You know, that's exactly why they're talking the way they are, is because they can let their guard down. So if you were with your girlfriends and you were hypothetically that woman who enjoys a really big cock and your partner doesn't have one, you might be talking about that with them too. How would that make him feel to know that? And it doesn't always have to be bigger. That's the huge stereotype. That's the one that the men are the most afraid of. It can be wider. It can be shorter is the best one, and his is too long. It can be you just don't like the way the hair on his chest is, and the guy that you had, you know, when you were 25 just sent you to the moon, and nobody has ever since. Nobody likes hearing things like this. But really, if we all just take a deep breath and sort of let it go and try and work with each other as partners, love each other, and be giving to each other, it works. It really does. Except for the most extreme cases. So, is there a way to get past it? Absolutely. Work together. BGGG. Talk to each other. Give to each other. And love each other. Alrighty then. I'm going to leave it there today. There are links in my blog for you to follow me on Twitter. At Ruby_writer on Facebook. My page, as you well know, if you have listened to this podcast before, it gets a thrill every time it gets a new like. You can also subscribe to my blog there. Or you can listen to me on iTunes. And my podcast is also available through the various podcast downloader apps. And it can be streamed directly from my blog at peggingparadise.com. And when you hear about me talk about the different products on the podcast, you can usually find whatever I've talked about, unless I've just gone through a whole a whole huge list of them, which I kind of have today. Those links will be in my Linkorama on the blog, where the posting of that podcast is. And remember that purchasing through enticeme.com not only guarantees you to have the highest quality, body-safe, non-toxic pleasure products, you also support my work here at Pegging Paradise as well, getting these podcasts done, and writing in the blog, and checking out the toys, and keeping educated. And if you do buy through enticeme.com, please don't forget to use the coupon code RUBY for 20% off. You can call me at 805-500-6544 with all your questions, comments, stories, successes, fears, wonderings, and adventures. Or you can write those words down and send them to me at ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you for downloading and listening. You are all the best. Happy pegging.